Recently, the nation's become focused on a series of scandals emanating from the nation's capital. Most recently, Edward Snowden, an analyst with the National Security Agency, publicly disclosed details of a secret telephone data mining program. That disclosure came shortly after news that the Internal Revenue Service had targeted and allegedly harassed Tea Party groups. Today we're going to discuss those and other issues with a first-time guest to current state Republican U.S. Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan's 7th District. Congressman Walberg, welcome to Current State.
Well, good morning. It's good to be on with you.
Many people from all over the political spectrum have weighed in on how to regard NSA analyst Edward Snowden's actions after his disclosure of the phone data mining program. What do you think? Is he a hero or a traitor?
Well, I think it's too soon to tell. The issue in hand is how he carried it out. If he had concerns about what was going on there, there were other methods that he could have taken, including going to the sponsor of the Patriot Act, Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner, who has, because of that effort, has all knowledge and secret access and clear characterizations that he could work with. So it remains to be seen. However, with all of the scandals that are going on, for this to come out at this point in time makes it of even higher priority. And so we're looking at it carefully to find out, first of all, whether or not the law has been violated by the NSA, whether they've overstepped their bounds in mining information, or whether they are using it appropriately, but now it has been characterized alongside of these scandals in a way that makes it more negative. So our country has to be protected, but that includes our civil rights, and those are the issues top at hand right now.
I read in the New York Times yesterday that most likely the Times speculated that Snowden could very well be charged with disclosure of classified information under the Espionage Act, and that carries a possible 10-year jail term for each count. I guess Mr. Snowden broke that agreement, broke an agreement that he made to keep those materials secret.
Well, it very well could be, and that's the concern. You know, in talking with my good friend and colleague Mike Rogers, who represents the area where you sit right now, Mike understands the law as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, understands the concerns that are there, and the priorities of making sure that, number one, we keep our citizens safe from terrorist acts, and we have means in place to do that. But I know for a fact that Mike concerns himself very clearly with civil rights issues, too. He has expressed great concern over what Mr. Snowden did, that it was inappropriate the way he did it, and that indeed it could be treasonous.
Well, what do you make of the praise that Snowden is getting from some conservatives? I mean, Glenn Beck and Ron Paul have both praised him. Beck called him a hero.
Well, Ron Paul has a little more insight on what goes into this type of information and the top secret nature that is there, or the classified information, how you handle it. Glenn Beck certainly doesn't. He does not come in contact. He has not been given classified clearance. He doesn't understand the full extent. However, he, as a citizen, does have responsibility in continually watching over as a citizen watchdog, like we all ought to be, of our government. And so I think right now restraint has to be there, but also an intentionality of saying we must get to the bottom of this this issue. My concern is that not that the responsibility for NSA and other intelligence gathering organizations have the responsibility of finding the needle in the haystack. My concern is how large of a haystack we make. And if this has gone beyond using the law, the Patriot Act, FISA courts, and all of that, using the law to develop a haystack that is huge in mining potential of data and information, have we gone beyond what's necessary? There are some that say that, and some who have in-depth knowledge of how intelligence gathering is done have indicated that this has gone beyond what is necessary, in fact, to a danger zone. And that's what my responsibility and the members of Congress in oversight capacities are responsible to find out now.
You'll be taking a position, though?
I will take a position at some point in time. Right now, the information is too sketchy to know.
Okay.
I supported the Patriot Act. I support the FISA courts, but only as defined in the law, and they are given very strict parameters on how they are carried out. And we want to make sure that's followed. If those are followed, I think our civil rights are safe in the creative tension that we have of also protecting ourselves against terrorist action. If the FISA courts, the Patriot Act have been used by the NSA and others beyond legal limits, then we have to stop that and action must be taken.
I'd like to get your response to remarks of your House colleague Peter King, Republican of New York, who told Anderson Cooper back on Tuesday night that action should also be taken against reporters who knowingly publish classified information. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree if it's knowingly. However, I still believe in the First Amendment that it is the responsibility of a free media, a free press, to put information, full information, out to the public. But in turn, they have a responsibility to understand that there are classified things for national security we have to watch out for. But primarily, that's responsibility of people like myself, NSA people, and others to not give classified information or top secret information to media. So again, the onus, the major burden is on the government and government officials like myself to not give away classified information and violate the law ourselves.
Right.
It's not the responsibility primarily of the media that's supposed to be watching us, supposed to be reporting the facts. And so in the case of the Fox News reporter being challenged right now, the bottom line is he was reporting. And if someone gave him who knowingly understood it to be classified or top secret information, that's their fault, and they should be prosecuted for it.
Gotcha. I want to move on to immigration reform here for a second. We're talking with Michigan Congressman Tim Walberg from the 7th District. Debate is about to begin in the Senate on a much-publicized immigration overhaul. President Obama calls the measure a compromise. He says nobody's going to get everything that they want. Have you looked at the Senate measure? And if so, how do you feel about it?
Well, I've looked at the Senate measure. I also reserve final statement on it until we see what it actually becomes, and that's going to take place in its deliberation, the amendment process, the debate that goes on, and maybe even some filibuster that takes place.
You would expect filibuster to take place?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Knowing the emotional nature of that issue, plus the firebrands in the Senate that have already shown, such as Rand Paul, a willingness to step up and use filibuster where capable, who knows what might take place. The issue, though, I think in a meeting with both House and Senate members last week, it became very clear that it is so true that if we could get past the emotional issue, and I think also the concrete issue of securing our borders to the point that the general American public feels like we have done the key responsibility, making sure that our borders are secure, and then that we have gates that open for freedom and opportunity and the American dream to citizens from other countries who want to come, like my grandmother and grandfather and father who came over to this country and said, we want what America has to offer and we want to be part of that, that's a good thing. And so if we take that emotional issue out of whether our borders are secure or not and we show the people that we've done that first, I think it opens up all sorts of opportunity for a very good and positive approach to saying immigration is a good thing. It creates a greater country. It provides more creativity, more opportunity, and that's a process that we can then enter into.
Could that lead, an offer of a tighter border lead to your support for a pathway to citizenship? Is that conceivable?
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, you have to define the term pathway to citizenship. My understanding of pathway to citizenship is coming through in illegal means with a bureaucracy that is reduced in size, that looks at the just key concerns and allows people to go through without giving a restrictive nature to the point that they decide, I don't want to be illegal, but that's the only way I'm ever going to provide for my family and give me the opportunity that America affords. So, I'm open to looking at all means by which we can produce a better immigration system for those that yearn to be free, plus the citizens who are already here, so that we know we're all on the same playing field, living by the same rules, and experience all the same greatness of what this country can offer us.
Let's just go just a little bit deeper into the detail here, because a pathway to citizenship is on the table for the 11 million or so undocumented foreigners in exchange, immigrants in exchange for a host of changes, including a tighter border. It would apparently require any illegal immigrant embarking on the pathway to citizenship to pay taxes and a penalty, to learn English, and then go to the back of the line behind applicants who want to enter the country lawfully. The president has said the average wait would be 13 years. Collectively, you're encouraged by that balance of provisions?
Well, that balance of provisions, as you say, you have to look more carefully at it. Most of those people, at the earning capabilities they have right now, won't be paying taxes anyway. We have citizens at those same earning capabilities who aren't paying any federal tax. And if they are, generally they are getting that totally refunded to them. So we have to make sure we understand that in most cases, that language adds nothing to the tax rolls. Secondly, many of those people we're talking about giving a pathway to citizenship aren't necessarily asking for citizenship. Many are simply asking for a temporary work opportunity. Many of them will go back, as a number of agriculture workers in my district who come and work on a specific farm every summer and fall season, and then go back to their home in Mexico, in this case, with what I'm thinking of. And that's exactly how they want it to be. They are coming, of course, on an H-2 program. They're coming legally, but they don't want citizenship. They just want opportunity, and they want to provide the service they're looking for. So I think we need to look at what the language is actually saying, and frankly, it's not clearly stating what the reality is.
Many of the Senate Republicans who voted in favor of the bill that's about to begin a debate seem to view immigration reform as a way to help modernize the politics of the party and generate more support from minorities. What do you make of that position?
Well, I'm not supportive of that position. I don't think that's the reason why we make laws. I think we ought to make a law because it's the right thing to do, not just political.
There is a huge debate going on, though, now about the future of your party and its need to modernize, from no less than party chairman Reince Priebus.
Well, I'm not going to speak for Reince. I'm speaking for myself. I'm a Washingtonian, I guess, in belief that we should never have had parties. We ought to have people who stand on the principles that they believe in and are elected by the people who they will serve on the basis of those positions. But we have parties, and so I live within the confines of what is real, and that's the fact that I'm closer to a Republican than anything else. But the bottom line, we ought to be thinking about the Constitution. We ought to be thinking about what our responsibility is for government. We ought to be limiting government, giving more freedom and opportunity, as well as accountability with responsibility. And I think in doing that, we will gain the hearts and minds of the general public that says, America is the place I want to live because it espouses limited government, freedom of opportunity, and a chance for all, a chance to succeed as well as a chance to fail, but a government that won't get in the way of getting up and going on. And that's what I would purport that the majority of immigrants want. They're not asking for anything more than that.
Okay.
And our citizens have to get back to understanding that's the best way to live as well, and that's the modern situation that will produce the greatest success in this country.
Republican U.S. Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan's 7th District, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Glad to be on.